prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 1 May 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up a very special guest in a minute. We're going to talk to Jake Lang's daddy. Jake has been a political prisoner since January 6th. And has been harassed and not treated well at all. We're going to talk to his daddy in a few minutes about what's going on behind the scenes. Before we do that, though, tomorrow being Thursday, hopefully we'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. And I'll be mostly by myself. Crystal's on vacation and Marshall feeling what she can. But bear with me tomorrow. If the line get busy and I don't get back to you soon enough, please leave a message and I will call you back, I promise. So bear with me. I can still take orders and everything, but they won't be filled until next week. So we'll do our best to get to you as quick as possible tomorrow. Just give us be patient with us tomorrow as we're staying busy, of course. Thursday is always a busy day around here. You can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Talk tomorrow. Just say hi. Place an order, whatever you want to do. We'll be here to take care of that. Don't forget this coming Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We're going to start our Bible studies. 10:30, 11 will be prayer requests and praise reports. 11:30, 12:30, Christian Worldview News, Prophecy in the Making. 1 to 2, our Bible study, Strength Out of Weakness. So I hope you'll join us for that. I really do. You can watch us live. If you go to PastorButch.com and click on Rumble on the homepage, there will be. Or listen on the phone at 339-209-5013, 339-209-5013 to listen to the teachings coming Saturday. And don't forget, today will be the last time I'll mention this teaching we've been offering, American Prophecy. And I cannot emphasize to you strongly enough how much we didn't know or don't know about prophecy to understand who was who in the Bible. When you understand America's in prophecy, all this happening around the world will make perfect sense to you, folks. It truly will. Amos 8:11 will come alive once you understand who America is. I'm just telling you the truth. You get 3 hours of Bible study and also 3 hours thrown in of Christian Worldview News. All that plus a book entitled The Old Jerusalem, Not the New Jerusalem. $25 for all that. And we send you an outline of the lesson. The outline they'll use for the lesson to teach a 3 hour lesson on. So I'm offering to attend tonight, but the last time I'm going to mention that. I hope you'll take advantage of it and get this because it's very important. And also be mentioned again, there'll be no change in our programming. We were going to go to pre-recorded broadcast to give our producer Todd a break in the evening. But bless his heart, he's been so good to us. It's hard for us to pick time during the day to do that. So he said, we'll just stay the same, 8 to 9 live. Monday through Wednesday. So I want to let y'all know that. And we still take phone calls as always in this hour. Now, our guest, like I said, is Ned Lang, Jake Lang's daddy. This man is on a crusade to literally help his son get out of political prison. where he's been treated, well, let's just say badly. We'll get some more details in a minute. He's a totally political prisoner that should not be in there, along with many others also in there, rotting in these cells for about 3 years now or longer. Ned, are you there?
Yes, Pastor, I'm here. Yep, I'm here.
It's good to have you, sir, and thank you for taking time. I know you're up to your eyeballs busy. I know that. I appreciate that. But it's so important that we get the word out to people what's happening. And by the way, folks, get a pen and paper handy. Get a pen and paper handy. We're going to give you a phone number to call in a little bit that you can call tomorrow and set the phone lines on fire to let these people know that we're watching what they're doing. I want you to do that. Would you do that, please? When we give the number in a minute, write this number down. I'll be calling tomorrow myself. Let's make those, let the people know that we are watching what's happening to the political prisoners of January 6th. All right, Ned, welcome. And before we get started about your son, tell the folks a little about who Ned is. Tell us about your background, Ned.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm a U.S. Coast Guard. I served in the U.S. Coast Guard for 5 years. I came out of the Coast Guard, bought my parents' business. It was a small business, and I own a bunch of, at this point, 8 or 9 plumbing franchises, national plumbing franchises. I have my own solid waste facility where we take solid waste, sludges, and turn them into a commercial fertilizer and land apply them in farms out throughout Pennsylvania, and help local farmers out and reduce their fertilizer costs by hundreds of thousands of dollars at the end of the day.
Okay, I didn't know that. Great.
Family farms out. Yep. Helping family farms out, local farmers out there, and we're increasing their crop production by 50 to 100% without using the commercial fertilizers, which also have a lot of pollutants in them, which our fertilizers do not. But getting back to my son, so we're we're hard and strong and Lang strong at this point. My son has never been convicted or even done harmful crimes as far as violence or anything like that, and he's been detained and by the corrupt Biden regime now for 3 years and 4 months as a political prisoner. He's supposed to be a detainee, trying to form a defense in prison, and the Biden regime is just punishing him as best they can. He's been in 15 different prisons at this point. He's actually been in solitary confinement for hundreds of days at a time throughout that time, different prisons. He's been in the Gulag in D.C. for years now. But he's a free American, and they can take any one of us, your sons, your daughter, just like mine, and put them in prison as a pretrial defendant, pretrial detention, they call it. And just put him in all these hard prisons and put him in federal prisons and hard conditions.
Yes.
With no outside contact, no ability to talk to anybody else. 24 hours a day, you have a light on in your cell. You don't know if it's day or night outside. This is what they do in Russia, in China, several countries, and now the Biden regime is doing it to Americans who are on the wrong side of the political spectrum and harming these folks. And my son's one of them, but they're still arresting J6 folks that were there on J6. Instead of worrying about all the migrants, all of the terrorists coming across through our southern borders, all these Chinese, fighting age men coming across through our southern border, and being incorporated into our society here until there's a huge terrorist movement, which is going to happen, which is so unfortunate.
Yes,
and
it is.
Our sons and daughters are being harmed by the Biden regime, which I want to say the Biden regime at this point has become the largest terrorist organization in the world. They are harming people. They'll come into your home in the middle of the night for simple misdemeanors, with SWAT teams, with your military gear, shoot your dogs, destroy your house, tear down your and put you and your family in handcuffs, your children outside for no reason other than just to try to terrorize you and your family because you're on the wrong side of the political spectrum. So that's what my son is undergoing now in my family, but we're not giving up. We're continuing to stay strong. I also have Cowboy Cord Griffin here on the phone with me. He's driving himself and his horse trailer across the United States from New Mexico. He and I and a bunch of other Patriots are going to be protesting in New York City for the next 2-3 weeks or however long it takes, and getting a message out that, you know, Americans, we're not backing down. We're going to stay strong. We're going to protest. We're going to be in your face. We're going to use our rights as Americans, which they're taking away from my son and some of the other Americans that are in these prisons, and we're going to just keep on pushing the constitutional rights of Americans forward and pushing back on the corrupt Biden regime.
All right. I'm going to talk to Cowboy in a second, but I want to ask you, about how many people do you know of are in jail because of J6?
They are still arresting people. So they just arrested a grandmother from Colorado. They gave her $250,000 fine, who was in J6 praying, and they just gave her $250,000 fine, I think a year in prison. She went there to pray. And it's so egregious. It's so harmful what's going on. The United States has become just like a third world republic.
Of course.
That's what they're doing to President Trump. They're just persecuting and prosecuting him on these crazy, crazy supposed crimes, like, that every businessman in New York State, I'm in business, I've got some pretty substantial business in New York State. And so we do the same thing as President Trump. We submit every year to our banks, our portfolios, our financial overlook, and they're taking that and saying that he overvalues his financial, you know, perspective, and there's all kind of reserves, if you will, according to CPA principles, that, you know, this is what we feel this property is worth at this time, and, you know, according to these CPA principles. And they actually went after President Trump and gave him a $450 million fine. It's been knocked down $175 million. But every business in your state now is subject to this horrible Latifah James and her corrupt group that just are prosecuting New York State corporations, because New York State is broke and they just want to raise money. But they're also going after President Trump because he is the voice, the spirit, the we all want to emulate what President Trump and his family, they're such great people, and what he says, he does. He is an American patriot. He's an American, you know, God sent to us, and we just need to, you know, stand up and follow him. And that's why Cowboy Griffin, Cloyd Griffin, is going to be there. We're going to be there. We're going to be on motorcycles, and we're going to be protesting outside the courthouse for President Trump, and also for my son in MDC Brooklyn, which is they're just taking away our rights day by day. But we're not okay with that, and we're going to keep on fighting back.
Well, you know, I mean, President Trump's a different story, but I want to concentrate on Jake, because Jake right now, totally innocent man, along with me, this is a grandmother just got arrested, totally innocent people, literally did nothing wrong. And they're in prison because you said because of their stand. And that's true. Because of their stand, they're in prison. But now, you said he'd been in solitary confinement for like 100 days or more at a time. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was in Kootenai, D.C., and they put him in the basement. He had actually filtered water through a sock because it was so full of rust down there, just to drink the water. And
wow.
I mean, it's just so egregious. There's people that are living in D.C., in the prison of D.C., that have been down in solitary confinement for like years. And so we're finding out about this, but my son's been there. But mind you, my son has not been convicted of a crime. He's a pre-trial detainee. They can take you, me, your son, your daughter, anybody they want off the street and charge him with whatever they want to charge him with, and you will go into the prison system as a pretrial detainee. They will try to put you in general population, regardless of your safety, and harm you just to try to make you plead. And we're not. My son will not do that. But this is how American has become, because now you have the Biden regime going against his chief rival, and then anybody that stands up and speaks out against the Biden regime, the corrupt Biden regime, which is a terrorist unit at this point, is they will come after you, your family, your business. In New York State, trying to shut down my business, which is one of the largest solid waste facilities in New York State since 1991. They do everything right, and they're trying to shut me down, which is fine. I said, let's go to federal court. They haven't come against me. They They haven't pulled that plug, but if they want to, we're gonna cost New York State billions of dollars because I've got a lot of dirt on them. So, so they want to shut me down. They don't shut anybody else that speaks out against them down.
Okay, two more questions. How long has Jake been in prison now?
3 years and 4 months, Pastor.
3 years and 4 months. And how's his family doing? Yes, I know y'all are fighting, but how's his wife and children doing?
I'm sorry?
How's his family doing?
We're strong. We're lying strong. We got stronger by the day. We're in God's hands. You know, there's purpose here. And we, you know, I'm in the solid business. All we do is fight anyway. So we love the fight, and we're getting stronger by the day, and we're getting more focused, and we're not stopping.
Now, Jake wasn't married, was he? He's not married, is he?
No, sir. No,
okay,
sir.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
He's got a beautiful, beautiful fiance, Rachel, who is such a wonderful person. I speak with her regularly. She is so strong and so supportive. She's just amazing.
Okay, I know that. I had Jake on the program some months ago, but I've had a hard time pinning down since then because they keep moving him around. Now, you got a cowboy friend there. Cowboy, what's your name again?
Yes, sir. My name is Coy. Pastor Coy. Coach Coy Griffin.
Okay.
And
all right.
Yes, sir. And as Ned mentioned, I'm out of New Mexico, and I know firsthand about the abuses of the Washington, D.C. gulag. I spent 3 weeks in solitary confinement. The first 9 days I was in a cell where they refused to allow me to take a shower. The first 9 days they didn't let me use the telephone. I had no phone call to my family, no phone call to an attorney. And my background is in the ministry as well. I pastored a cowboy church for about 5 years. And after that, I ran for a local office, a commission seat, and I was involved in the election, and I was very concerned about election integrity. That's why I went to Washington, D.C., and peacefully and patriotically protested. I didn't go inside of the Capitol yet. They arrested me on a misdemeanor trespass charge because they said I crossed into a restricted area that was somewhere around the Capitol. And as Ned mentioned, Pastor Butch, this is this should be a wake-up call and a threat to every American because, you know, we can talk about what Jake did or didn't do on that day, but that's beside the point.
Yes,
the point is that we're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. And Jake has spent 3.5 years in the most horrid conditions you can imagine, only on accusations that have been brought forward by the government and nothing has ever been proven. It should infuriate every American. And if you have Christians out there that are listening, they better listen up very clear because this is a spiritual battle that we're going through right now. This is a battle of good and evil. And the politics is just a manifestation of the spiritual. But we better stand together. We better unite. And the people that are listening to this message need to get behind Jake Lane and demand justice for Jake. Because if we don't have justice for Jake, we'll have justice for no one.
I agree. And you said it. Everything that's manifest in the flesh starts in the heart of man. It's always spiritual. So have you gained any ground in court at all? Has any courts at all stepped in and tried to do anything?
So, Pastor, we have a habeas corpus petition we filed about a month and a half ago, and it actually is very, very, very well written. It's 52 pages, and actually categorizes and chronicles order that every time that they've beaten my son, that they've maced my son, that they've punched my son, that they've put my son in solitary confinement for sometimes over 100 days in the gulag in D.C., in 15 different prisons. So just do the math. Every 3 to 4 months, they move my son. It's called diesel therapy. So
right. You
never get settled. They threaten to put my son in a in general population with, you know, a lot of really hardened criminals and stuff like that who probably are not all about J6 and the Christians and what is right in this world. And they try to scare him, and it's bodily harm. He's tough. He's strong. So we actually are before the U.S. Supreme Court on the 1512 2C charge with the obstruction of Congress, Myself, my son, and two other Patriots are before the Supreme Court. It looks like we're going to get a unanimous decision against the corrupt Biden regime, the DOJ, that the Supreme Court's going to rule against them, that nobody was there to destroy records. Sarbanes-Oxley, which was the Enron days, that's what they are trying to use this regulation against my son and other Patriots. One count gives you 18 to 20 years in federal prison. So we're going to beat that. So we're before the U.S. Supreme Court. But so my son cannot go back to court until cannot have his court date until after the Supreme Court renders their decision, which may be after the elections. So that would put my son in prison for almost 4 years or more than 4 years. Just because we're fighting against the government. But the habeas corpus petition is really, really telling because it details all the harm that the U.S. government has done to my son and I'm sure many other patriots as well. So it puts us in a position to sue them, but it's not about my son. They're taking the best of my son's life away because he was there. He saved two men's lives, a black man and a white man. Philip Anderson, Tommy Tatum saved their lives. It's part of the record. We have affidavits. They're wonderful people, awesome people. He saved their lives. And Roseanne Boylan died in my son's arms right in Salt and almost passed away at that point as well. So,
wow.
So it's a long, hard fight. But, you know, the bottom line is that we're not giving up. My son will not bow down. We will not bow down. And we're gonna keep on, raising as much cane, if you will, is, legally, and as much put as much focus on the corrupt Biden regime. I'm down outside MDC Brooklyn last Friday. I have garbage truck drivers. I have this huge red sign on my body. It says, "My son is a political prisoner of the corrupt Biden regime." I'm in Brooklyn, New York. I mean, in the bowels of Brooklyn. I got truck drivers. I got people. I got people coming up to me, talking to me. Thumbs up, garbage truck drivers, there's a transfer station right down the line. People are waking up, and it's not, they don't even know why my son is being harmed, but they really feel, you know, the presence of a father's love for his son, and the corrupt Biden regime is so corrupt, and it just gets worse and worse every day. And people are really getting to understand that.
So there's no hope of any court procedures until probably after election then?
Well, we are filing yet another emergency bail application. The MDC Brooklyn and the U.S. Marshals will not even put their representative on the phone with the federal judge. They hang up on the federal judge's law clerk, will not even answer her calls to try to get them on the phone. The federal judge, Nichols, wants to ascertain if my son can possibly, which is kind of, it's not funny, but it's sad that my son cannot possibly look at his discovery, look at all of his documentation, meet with his attorneys, and so they won't even get on the phone. And this federal judge, Judge Nichols, and we should be calling his office too in Washington, D.C., because he's turning the other cheek these days, and he's not doing the right thing. He's a judge. And if the UDC, MDC Brooklyn, and the U.S. Marshals do not want to put people on the phone for this hearing, then we should have the hearing without them, and my son should be out on bail. And I put up a lot of money for him to be out on bail. My son has never, ever had any conviction for any type of violent crime. He saved two men's lives this day on January 6th. So this
by
is
the way,
we're dealing with. We're dealing with a federal judge now.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The federal judge right now is not doing his job. He's not holding a hearing about bail. Every other person, these people in New York City, these illegal immigrants, aliens, have beaten up cops in New York City. They go, they get their mugs taken, and they get on the bus, they leave New York City. There's no bail. I mean, they're beating cops up, they're stabbing people, they're pushing people in front of subways. My son who was there, saved two men's lives that day on January 6th, and because he is on the other side of the political spectrum, he is a Trump supporter, an American. We believe that, you know, what America is and has been, not what these other people want it to be. And they want to just prosecute us and persecute us as much as they can. And we're not going anywhere. We're getting stronger by the day. And they're going to have to deal with us. But this is
all right, folks, get a pen and paper handy. We'll get some phone numbers to you in about 1 minute. Get a pen and paper handy. and write these numbers down. Now I'm asking, folks, for the glory of God and to help these men. Call these numbers. Let them know that these people are being watched by thousands all over the world, not just in America. And Coy, anything else you want to say before we get phone numbers out?
Yes, sir. And you know, I'd also like to mention, Pastor Butch, that I met Jake on January 6th on the west side. And Jake and I prayed together on that day. We prayed 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, from the west side. We were peaceful. We were submitted to God. We were in a spirit of prayer. And what your listeners need to continue to remember is this is an issue of due process. We're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Jake's been in prison for 3.5 years and hasn't even had his day in court yet, Pastor. That needs to be the focus because, you know, we get bound up in courts and filings and everything, but we shouldn't even have to be doing this. We should be getting ready for trial. We shouldn't be, you know. So, it's just egregious. And when you mentioned earlier about Jake being treated badly, Pastor, badly doesn't do that justice. You can't put into words the trauma that you suffer while in solitary confinement, especially when you sat in there as an innocent man, as I did, and so many others. You know, I mean, it's hard to take your medicine whenever you didn't do anything to deserve to take it.
I agree. I think I heard Ned say that they actually beat him and punch him.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's part of our habeas corpus position. They have also maced them twice, and when they maced them, they wouldn't allow them to wash it off for hours. And then when they did, he'd have no clothes. I mean, I can send you his habeas corpus petition. And then it burned him all night long because that stuff just burns you laying in bed, and they wouldn't give him a towel or nothing to wipe it off. And it's really, really nasty. And the reason why they mace him. He was standing in his cell with pictures of his family in one hand and the Bible in the other, and they didn't like that some other prisoners were coming up to his cell to talk to him, and they opened his cell up and they sprayed him, and we're going to sue those officers because we have their names. And for hours and hours and hours, all night long, that stuff burns you, and when you wash it off, if you can't wipe it off because they had no towels, he was laying there pretty much without clothes. And it just burned them all night long, and then it goes into your mattress and burns you when you lay on your mattress.
Yeah, that's nasty stuff. I know that. Wow. Now, we're going to break here in a minute, but after the break, we'll get those phone numbers out to you, folks. Get a pen and paper handy. I'm going to keep these folks on by another 10-15 minutes here. If you want to call and talk to us, do it now, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't go away and get a pen and paper handy. We got to make some phone calls tomorrow. And I'm asking y'all to do that. As my brother in Christ, sister in Christ, and friends, let's back these men, okay? And ladies, don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's carbon 60. A stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, the phone line's open, 844-769-2944. We're not going to keep Ned and Coy on very much longer. If you want to call any questions, you do so quickly. But I'm going to give you the phone numbers here in a minute, too. We're going to tell you what to do when you do call. Get a pen and paper handy. And I'm asking you, lay aside politics as far as who you're for. I don't care who you're for. This is injustice at its peak. This is absolutely a police state tactic. It's worse than it's tyranny to the nth degree for men like Jake Lang. So lay aside all the other things. Write down these phone numbers. I'm gonna give them to you. Get a pen and paper handy, and you ask that you probably gonna talk to the person that you want to talk to. Talk to their one of their cohorts and ask him a couple questions and let them know that we are watching. Now, if we don't get a couple hundred phone calls in tomorrow, I'm going to be very disappointed. I know we have listeners all over this nation, all over the world. I know that. And I'm saying this politely, if we're too damned lazy and non-caring not to make a phone call, then turn off the radio, go suck your thumb, and play with something else, because I don't have time to fool with you. If we can't help a man like this, at least get him a court hearing or get a trial bail hearing, then just don't waste time just talking to me, because you're not doing anything except you're just wanting your ears tickled, and I'm not going to do that. So if we're too lazy to do this, turn the radio off. Now, I don't like it nasty and mean, but Ned and Coy, I have very little respect and patience with somebody that won't take a stand.
That's right. And, you know, Pastor Butch, I mean, I left New Mexico yesterday morning. I've had 2 hours of sleep. I've been on the road with my horse. I'm in Knoxville right now, and I ought to be in Brooklyn by tomorrow morning. But that's the mile that I'm going to. And I know the president. I've sat down with President Trump in the Oval Office one-on-one. I've talked to him numerous times on the phone. And so, you know, I mean, I'm willing to go the extra mile, and it's not very hard to pick up a phone and just make a phone call for your
doctor. No, it is not. It is not. All right, folks, so get ready, because here we go. I'm going to have Ned tell you who to call and give you the phone number. If you miss it, I'll be in the office tomorrow. Call me tomorrow and get it. But tomorrow morning, I'll be on the phone. After 9 o'clock in the morning, they'll be in their offices, I'm sure. And I'll, please, I'm asking you to do this. I'm begging you to do this. For the glory of God and the sake of Jake and others. Ned, go ahead and give them the phone number that you want them to call. The phone numbers.
Yes, Pastor. Thanks so much. So Jake's judge for the last 3 years and 4 months has been Judge Nichols in Washington, D.C. He's a good man. He's a good man. I thought he was really fighting for us and doing the right thing. However, he's been silent. He will not even answer my Jake's attorney's calls to his law clerk. So we need to really call up Judge Nichols and ask him why he is not allowing Jake Lang to get bail as an American in prison for 3 years and 4 months. This Judge Nichols is the guy that decides what's going on. And this is our third time applying for emergency bail, you know, for my son, who is being tortured in prison as a free American, not as a criminal. He's never been, found guilty of a crime. So Judge Nichols has, at some point, got to be held accountable because he's not doing the right thing. He's a judge. He should not be worrying about the MDC Brooklyn or the U.S. Marshals not getting on the phone and not answering his law clerk's calls. And so I want everybody to call. I'm going to call Judge Nichols myself tomorrow. My wife just said, you know, why are we worrying about the prison? Call the judge and call his chambers.
Yeah.
So Judge Nichols' chambers, the phone number is 202-354-3440. That's Judge Nichols, Washington, D.C., 202-354-3440. Why is Judge Nichols not answering Jake's attorney's pleas for help? Not answering his attorney's pleas to just hold a bail hearing for my son and do what's right as a judge should do for an American citizen. That's what we need to do. His phone number again is 202-354-3440. Judge Nichols Chambers. Please call them.
All right. Judge Nichols, that's his chamber. Now, and the courtroom deputy, what's his name, or do we have a name for him?
I don't have a name, but it's courtroom deputy. You can call that, too. I'm going to call that, too, tomorrow. It's 202-354-3101. 202-354-3101. It's the court deputy for Judge Chamber. It's Judge Nichols.
All right, folks. Now, again, I'm asking you, please do this. And I'm saying that with all the love and respect I can and pleading for help for these innocent people. Right now we're talking about Jake Lang. We can start with him and go from there. And the phone line's open. Nobody's calling. Down in the last 2 minutes, you don't want to call. 844-769-2944. So, Ned, I promise you I'll do what I can. I'll make phone calls tomorrow myself. And I'll let them know that they'll be going out on nationwide radio over and over again until some action is taken. This judge is a pretty good guy. Well, and I'm saying this respectfully, he's not too good a guy, or he wouldn't tolerate this. He would not tolerate this.
Yeah, so, I agree with you, Pastor.
You know, I mean, this is something. This is his duty. This is his duty.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, so I have no respect
exactly
for
right.
anyone who won't do his job. If you follow what I'm saying?
Exactly right. You need to start calling the judge.
All right, folks. Again, the number to call to talk to Judge Nichols. Judge Nichols, ask him why he won't give Jake Lang a bail. The number is 202-354-3440. One more time. 202-354-3440. And the courtroom deputy's office, and you want us to ask him what again, Ned?
Ask him why they're not granting a free American the ability to even have a hearing of for bail as a person who saved my son saved two men's lives that day, is never been convicted of a violent crime, never committed a violent crime, and is now suffering in Juliet under Biden's political regime, and Judge Nichols doesn't have the chutzpah to do the right thing, hold a hearing, and give my son bail so possibly defend himself in court against the U.S. government, which has every asset available to man to prosecute my son in Washington, D.C., of all places, which is 100% conviction rate.
So we ask a courtroom deputy the same question, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The courtroom deputy asks why they no bail. Okay. All right. Folks, get that. Yeah. All right. Let's take a phone call. Take a phone call from Ohio. Let's talk to Gene. Gene, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch, and
hello
to your guest. I'll try to be brief about what I'm thinking here, and I'm glad you brought this forward to the American people, but because there's other cases. Hal Turner, an ex-FBI agent, went through about the same thing. The due process is key, and I think when President Bush was on and said we have the Constitution is just a piece of paper, a worthless piece of paper. He's right as far as Washington's concerned. I think that we may need to take this whole administration to the world court and prosecute this administration for human rights violations and war crimes. I'll hang up and listen to your answer also.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Gene. Any applause to that, either one of you want to reply to that comment?
Yep, I can answer that. I talked to three different attorneys yesterday about, so there's laws in New York State against solitary confinement more than 15 days. There's laws at the federal government has laws against solitary confinement more than 15 days. And also the United Nations, which the Mandela Act prohibits and categorizes political persecution, basically, solitary confinement, more than 15 days as torture. So, I mean, I'm thankful that the United States is not following it. You know, the United Nations has no right to oversee the United States, which is good. That's, you know, they're not a great organization. But the bottom line is that the Mandela Act actually speaks about the horrible torture and the horrible effects of solitary confinement, what it does to you in excess of 15 days, even up to 15 days, as Cowboy Coy has referenced.
Absolutely.
So the bottom line is that the United States government, so these attorneys said that the U.S. government, there's a bunch of loopholes that you have to jump through, and it'll take years and years and years to be able to litigate this. But we do have another law firm that I will be talking to tomorrow that just won a major case against the DOJ for millions of dollars for all these women. And so I'm going to be talking to them tomorrow about that. But it's not just them. It's actually our whole horrible Department of Justice and system for prisoners in our jails. And, you know, they put these people in this horrible darkness as far as solitary confinement, sometimes for years. I mean, this has happened in the United States, and waking up to it, because I would have never understood that. I would have never known. So there's a lot more to be said about this thing. You know, hopefully we can expose it and stop it in this country. It's horrible. It's egregious. These people in the prisons are suffering. My son's suffering, but not as a prisoner, but as a pretrial detainee, which is even worse. So there's a lot to be said about this thing, and we're following up on all avenues. And if there's a law firm out there that wants to contact us, you can go to J6truth.org. That's our website. You'll see all the documentaries that are there, and made a beautiful documentary. You can contact us through there, and I will get the message, and I will call you back.
Okay. Again, folks, number to call tomorrow, for the judge, Nichols, asking why he can't get a bail hearing, 202-354-3440. And the courtroom deputy asked the same questions, 202-354-3101. And again, please, if you talk to Jake or anybody else that you work with in a situation, let them know that we think about them, we're praying for them, they're not by themselves. If we do anything else to help, Ned or Corey, anything else we can do to help, you all have my contact information. Let me know, okay?
Appreciate that. Thank you, Pastor.
Well, it's a team effort. It's a team effort, my friend. It's a team effort. It truly is. And God bless you both. And
Amen.
Keep me posted if anything happens that you want out in public. Let me know, please.
I will be in touch. We'll be in touch, Pastor. We're going to be protesting in New York City now for the next couple of weeks or more. So we will keep you in the loop. And if there's some way we can send you some videos or something like that, let us know.
Well, yes, you send it to me. I'll post them on our website. Send it to Pastor Butch, pastorbutch@startmail.com.
Okay. And just lift Jake up specifically on this, Pastor.
Oh, yes. Yes.
In prayer.
Amen.
All your folks out there, please just be praying for him, because he's such a strong testament of faith. He's got such a strong faith in the Lord. And I believe that God's going to use Jake in a very powerful way very soon.
Amen. Well, God bless you both. And please, from time to time, drop me a text or let me know what's going on, if you would. I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. Pastor,
right.
If you would just please text me so I can send you some videos and stuff.
Well, you can email to me, but I'll text you the email address.
Yes, please. Thank you so much.
All right, I'll do that. Please,
awesome.
Please do.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, folks, there's nothing I can add to this. I mean, I'm sure many people are listening. Nobody called in, and I pray that I have enough people out there listening to this broadcast right now with enough conviction in their heart, enough courage in them, enough spiritual guts to make a phone call tomorrow. You don't have to be impolite, but be firm. Let them know that we know what they're doing. Judge Nichols, 202-354-3440. That rings right into his chambers. The courtroom deputy, 202-354-3101. Listen, please, if 100 people call tomorrow, out of the tens of thousands that listen worldwide, if 100 people call tomorrow, this would rattle the tree. Let them know that many people are watching, and we're not going to let this thing drop, okay? Folks, if we're the body of Christ, if you're part of the body of Christ, we know who Jake is. And no, I don't agree with what Ned thinks about ex-President Trump. I don't like the man. His wife just came out a week or two ago on ABC and said that they're going to court the homosexual groups to vote for him. I don't want to touch him with a 10-foot pole, but nonetheless, this man's in jail, not even charged yet, for 3.5 years. And the masses in America don't know it. The masses just don't give a hoot either. And a lot of them, if you go to church, I won't even take time to make a phone call. I don't understand it. I never have been a bystander. I don't even like to watch ball games, football games, basically. If I hate playing, I don't care much for watching. I'm not a bystander. I like being in the game. I was called into this warfare many years ago. Our theme song said that this is war. I was called into preaching about 45 years ago or thereabouts, on the radio over 31 years. And this is what I've been called to do. But by golly, people, you're called to get involved also. Yes, prayer warriors are needed. Prayer warriors, please pray for victory in this. For all of us, for God's glory, but for all of our children and grandchildren. But call tomorrow. And if you want to talk to me in the next few minutes, you can, by the way, at 844-769-2944. Don't get tomorrow's office day. I'll be in office tomorrow basically by myself. Marshall will help when she can in between. But if you call and nobody answers right away, please leave a message. I will call you back. I promise you. As soon as I get to you, I promise I will. I do miss Crystal when she's not here and her mom Judy helping. But they're on the beach right now taking off a well-deserved week. It's the first time they've been to the beach for any length of time since Crystal's daddy passed away, and it's going to seem lonesome for him. I know it is because her daddy's not there for the first time. But nonetheless, I'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. I want to hear from you at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. I don't know what else we can say to get this brought across in clear than we have. I know he's not my brother in the flesh. I'm not related to him in the flesh. And he's not your brother. He's not your son. But he's still a believer. And whether you're a Christian or not, he's still a fellow member of this society that needs your help. If that were you or your family, and somebody had a chance to make a phone call with a little bit of chance maybe to make him change your mind, move a little faster, would you not want to do the same thing? Being a Christian is not a bystander sport. I get so angry at this. People go to church for 30, 40, 50 years and longer as bystanders. Oh, they go to church, yeah, they occupy the pew and put some money in the collection plate. When it comes to going to battle out in the world, they're conspicuously missing in the battle. They just don't seem to care. And, folks, we can't have that. That's being lukewarm. That'll get you vomiting out of the mouth of Christ. And defending the innocent, Christ said, what you do for the little ones, you also do unto me. Well, to defend the innocent, as we actually do right now to help Jake, is also to glorify our Savior. And if you deny that, if you don't do it, you're denying Christ himself. Now, that's a fact. Our job is to take care of our brothers and sisters. Pray for them by all means. But support them if we can in any other way. Right now, we need phone calls made tomorrow to Judge Nichols. The guy sitting on his thumb while an innocent man sits in jail in solitary confinement, being beat and abused. And the deputy, courtroom deputy, same thing. Let's let their office know we're watching. We've got to stand together, my friends, brothers, sisters. One day, except by the grace of God, I'm not in jail myself. I've been called before FBI 3 times, maybe 4. Yeah, I have been. I've been called before a grand jury for what I said on radio. Yes, I have been. I needed $500 that day to pay a lawyer because you can't go before a grand jury and have a lawyer with you. I didn't have $500. A gentleman in the basement of the courthouse that day dropped a coin, dropped something in my hand. I didn't even know what it was. It was a $20 gold piece, but back then worth $500. Now, of course, we know they're close to $2,400. But nonetheless, it paid the lawyer in full. I prayed that morning before I left the motel room. Father, I needed to pay this man what I owe him. And right out of the fish's mouth, so to speak, a gentleman I never saw before, dropped that coin in my hand. I gave it to the lawyer, and he said, you're paid in full. That's what our Father can do, folks. But Roger Stonebreaker was the guy's name. He since went on to be with the Lord. The guy gave me the coin. He didn't sit on the sidelines. He didn't know I needed $500. He had no idea. He just knew that I probably needed some financial help. And he listened to the Holy Spirit and did what he asked you to do. Surely you can make a phone call. This is what we're facing today. Yes, I have been on the verge of going to prison myself. Not doing anything unlawful or immoral, but I insulted the federal government by calling one of their witnesses a low-down scum-sucking dog, and that's what he was. If he's still alive, probably still is. This is what I'm saying. We cannot, no, we can't change this country back to what it was. It's impossible. There has to be a complete spiritual revival starting in the churches, and that's not going to happen. But we cannot stand idly by if we can help somebody, just one individual, win the battle and help him get through this world of nonsense and chaos. If we can do that, why don't we? Why don't we do that? What else can I say? I played with you. I told you what I think. Somebody's too lazy to make a phone call. I've done the thing I know to do in my ability. I know you hear it, and I think most of you care. But tomorrow, pick up your phone. make two phone calls, ask them a direct question, and tell them they're being watched. If 100 people do that, now of all the people listening to this program, we got way, way more than 100. And by the way, if you listen to a repeat broadcast this weekend all over the north, over the Northwest on ACN Network, if you listen there, please write down this number over the weekend. Call them on Monday. Call these people. Lest you and I, as soldiers of Christ, warriors of Christ, that say we love our Savior, let's show that love by helping our brother. I think it's a very fair request. I know it's a very fair request. It's the least we can do. It's the least we can do. Take 2 minutes of our day and make two phone calls. Let's let them know that somebody is watching because we care what happens to Jake and others. But if we get Jake, if we can get Jake through this, maybe we'll unplug the system where the rest of them will come through very quickly. When they can put a grandmother in jail for praying at the White House and fine her $250,000, if they can do that to her, what do you think they'll do to people like you and I? So I'm asking you to do it, and I mean that. Maybe tomorrow, if you do it tomorrow, call them tomorrow and let me know. And again, I'll be in office basically by myself tomorrow. Marsha will do what she can. My wife, Marsha Jean, will help all she can. But she has other things to do also. But we'll do what we can. But call tomorrow, if you call tomorrow, and call them and know, hey, I called Pastor. Let me know what the response was or is. As you heard Ned say, they probably hang up on you. That's okay. They know you called. If they hang up, that means you have them a little bit frightened or aggravated. Either way, it's a win. Either way, it's a win. If they're polite and take the message, that's great. But don't expect it to be too polite, especially after the 50th phone call. Let's heat the line. Yeah, well, the line may be busy. I understand that. But call back and keep calling back tomorrow and again on Friday until you get through. Don't just make one day effort. Call until you get through. Tomorrow, Friday, Monday, whatever. Don't just say, well, I called and I couldn't get an answer. Or I called and it's busy. It's okay. Keep calling until you get through. Our brother is in prison and suffering for standing for the truth and doing nothing to deserve what's going on. But we know this is happening for our Father's glory somewhere. Let's pray for Jake that strength will be there to endure through this so he may come through victorious in the name of Christ and for his glory. Folks, we'll see you in the office tomorrow and back here Monday night. Have a great day and a great evening. Good night. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.